Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up, the Chiefs are 0-2 to start the season. So are we buying or selling Kansas City to make the playoffs and then make a run? We'll bring in D-Day and he will tee us up on those topics. How often are you on LinkedIn? I would guess never.
Ooh.
Chelsea.
I don't
I would
have
guess
one.
Never.
0%
yes, you do.
Of the time.
Really?
I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's so interesting to me because it's such a, I mean, obviously it's almost like Facebook for business, right? It's just a bunch of business posts and some of them are really good and very fascinating. I say this because I signed in because I had some kids from the East Tennessee State class yesterday want to friend me on LinkedIn. And I told them, hey, I'm here to help. If ever I can help in any way, want to help you guys out. But then I had an old friend of mine pop up and I'm amazed at some of my friends that I haven't seen in a while, which happens as you get older. And I'm like, oh my God. You're doing like big things. Like I got a friend of mine who is, he worked in the Obama White House, started his own tech company, and he's giving some keynote speech next week. And I have a friend of mine and she's the head of like corporate affairs for like General Motors. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm talking about sports and the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, I'm very proud of them, but it kind of hits me in the face like, oh wow, it's been a while and you guys are crushing it.
Yeah, this is how like everybody in my grade of my swim team was. So I swam at NC State, and I feel like the demographic for swimmers is that like most of them are like type A, really hard workers, and like they come from good families. Because like swimming's a country club sport. Like most people don't get into swimming, you know, because, you know, it's a difficult sport to kind of get into because like most summer leagues start with country clubs. So my point being is that like we have a group chat. And like some of the things, it's like, oh, Marissa's getting ready to do the Ironman, and she just had her sixth kid. And you're like, what? When does she have time for this? And then it's like people who are doctors and PhDs. So here I am, like, well, we're going to talk about who covers the spread in Indiana and Illinois. Should be a big one. Life-changing work over here. So I totally get it. I feel like some idiot at Starbucks that like everybody's working on like really important stuff on their laptop and I'm just like that meme of a cat just like typing away. I'm like, oh, look at these memes on Jameis Winston doing really serious work over here.
Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do the meme work, Chelsea. That's important meme work and we're the
meme
people
work.
The meme work. That's real work. So we're going to do the meme work and we're going to buy and sell some NFL teams and bring in D-Day to help us decide whether we are going to buy and sell. Good morning.
All right, guys. How are we doing? I hope that we are buying a lot of things and maybe selling some things to make some money to then buy some more things. That's usually how this works.
Yes.
So I'm going to start. Are you buying or selling the Kansas City Chiefs to make and win a playoff game? They started 0-2. Only 12% of teams that start 0-2 then proceed to make the playoffs. The Chiefs have done this before, but there's never been a team in NFL history coming off of a 14-plus win season to then start the next season 0-2 and win a playoff game that year.
What do you think, Chelsea?
I think that you really have to challenge your perspective when it comes to futures and betting because it's very easy to look at the obvious and be like, oh, the Chiefs are cooked. Why would you buy stock in the Chiefs? But listen, when it comes to futures, timing is everything. And the time you want to buy in on a stock is at its lowest. Doesn't it feel like the low point for the Chiefs right now? They started the season 0-2. But if you look at these games, it's not like they're getting blown out. Like, hell, they just played the reigning Super Bowl champs in the Eagles, a team that stomped them in the Super Bowl. And that was a really close game. And in fact, it was like self-inflicted wounds that cost the Chiefs in this game. So it's wild, like the butterfly effect of like, what if Travis Kelce didn't tip that pass and it wasn't intercepted? Like, what if the Chiefs had won this game? How much would the narrative be changing right now? Over one play. Really good time, a really good team. And if there's ever a time to like buy low on a team, like now's the time for the Chiefs. So speaking from that regard, I'm buying in on the Chiefs.
I am not, but I think your point is well taken, which is if you're a Chiefs backer, if you like Kansas City, and there is a lot to like, right? So we're talking about losing a game against, now we know, a very good Chargers team and losing to the defending Super Bowl champions, okay? Anybody could go 0-2 against those two teams based on what we've seen thus far. But I ultimately think, going back to the Super Bowl last year, I wonder if this team has the horses to win a playoff game. I think maybe they could slide into the playoffs, but I just feel like they don't quite have the weaponry. They don't quite protect Patrick Mahomes like they should be able to protect him. We saw the Chargers get after him in game one. So I think they find a way to make it in, but I'm not really of the belief that they are going to make any sort of run or win a postseason game because the AFC is so strong. So I get the buy low spot on the Chiefs because of the Chiefs, but I'm out. I'm going to sell.
I want to say one more thing about the Chiefs because I think it's important to note. Will say the defense at least looked very good against the Eagles. Because, like, if you can even slow down the Eagles just a little bit, your defense is doing something right. So I still think there are things to like about the Chiefs. And the problem is, just from a logic standpoint, is that we have seen this story before, where they have had not much depth on the receiving core. You know, they say, oh, the Chiefs aren't dominating. And then those years, they've won Super Bowls. So it's just one of those things that, like, we've questioned the Chiefs before, and it has not turned out in our favor. So it's just really difficult to, like, write them off as completely dead.
Hmm. All right.
So you guys mentioned the Los Angeles Chargers. They obviously beat the Chiefs in week number one. They're looking for their first divisional title since 2009. I mean, think of how long ago that was. They're currently the favorite for the first time at God knows when. They're minus 105. Are you buying that the Chargers are going to win the AFC West this year?
I'm in. Just give me all the Kool-Aid on the Chargers. Play the San Diego Superchargers fight song that they used to play back in the day. We got to find that. That's old school. And let's just go on the Chargers not charging because they have a Jim Harbaugh in charge. I just love how physical they are. They are built in the image of teams he has built in the past, right? Like very well-disciplined, complete teams, physical. And again, I know it's early, but now we're getting another year of this team under his tutelage. And if what we saw against the Chiefs and what we've seen early on is an indication, they're going to be a real force. And I think this is the year, based on Jim Harbaugh and his experience, that Justin Herbert takes that next step. And we're already starting to see it, which is crazy because he's already been a hell of a quarterback in the NFL. I'm all over the Chargers.
I think you can make a very strong argument for them to win the AFC West and still feel like the Chiefs can be the more trustworthy team in the postseason, because think about it, winning the AFC West is a regular season bet. And the most important part of this was that the Chargers already beat the Chiefs at a neutral site, which was their quote-unquote home game. So the fact that they already have one win against the Chiefs is a big deal. So it would not shock me. But again, when it comes to futures, like, you don't buy a stock when it's at its peak. Like, right now, the Chargers look amazing. So, like, maybe you wait a couple games and hope that they have a slip-up, because it just feels like you've lost, you know, the value when it comes to the Chargers. Like, maybe they lose to the Broncos this week. I don't think that it happens because the Broncos don't look as stout as I thought that they were going to be. But I think you kind of lost out on the time to buy on the Chargers. I think you only take this bet if you like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chiefs.
All right. What about Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts? Are you buying that what we have seen in the first 2 weeks of the season are real?
Oh, Chelsea, you hate the Colts. What do you think?
God, I hate to admit it. I hate to give ammo to the haters of the Titans, but listen, the Colts look really good. And here's what I feel like people aren't talking about as much as maybe they should. It's very easy to look at the quarterback and be like, he's the reason for their success. But Jonathan Taylor ran for 165 yards against the Broncos. That is a very good defense. And I think people forget that Jonathan Taylor used to be one of the most dominant backs in the NFL. Like, I remember the days where it was Jonathan Taylor v. Derrick Henry, you know, for top spot and top billing as the top running back in the NFL. So I think, you know, there are other things that go into it, but I do buy into the Colts. They're a good team. Daniel Jones is doing well enough, and the fact that he has the parachute of the run game, you know, and Jonathan Taylor, I just think it makes it a more stable take to say that, like, the Colts are the best team in the AFC South.
I've gone back and forth on this one. I mean, it's been kind of fun. Well, I know it's not been fun for you, but it's been kind of fun from a macro perspective to see the Colts actually win games with Daniel Jones at quarterback. And you mentioned Jonathan Taylor, how good he's been, and Shane Steichen and his plan sort of coming together, maybe in Indianapolis. But I think I would still be on the Jags here. Although I wanted to get your take real quick and Denton as well on Brian Thomas Jr. Have you seen BTJ's highlights from last week where he's avoiding contact? He's dropping passes. Like, he just sort of lost his mind in that game, in a game that was absolutely winnable and not playing like the guy that we saw last year. He was really underrated as a rookie. Did anyone see that by me?
Yeah, those are lowlights. Those were not highlights. There was nothing high about
crazy.
That.
But terrible. Like, I don't know what got into him. It's
hands.
Like, he's jogging around. There's a fumble right in front of him. And he's like, look at that. Rolling around right in front of me. Like, I don't know. He's a hell of a football player. It was last year, but man, he was getting a lot of heat this weekend, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I can't buy in on the Jags. I feel like the Colts look like the better team as of now. And obviously, this could all change. And here's the wild part, that we always have these takes very early in the season, and things can change dramatically. Like, remember, we're 2 weeks into the season. There are plenty of seasons where, like, oh, this team is actually good. Like, the one that I brought up the other day was the game where I think it was like a rain game and Justin Fields and the Bears like took down the Niners. Everybody's like, ooh, Justin Fields, franchise quarterback for the Bears. He's arrived. Yeah, look at that take.
Well. All right, what else you got, D-Day?
Can I interest you in Brian Thomas Jr. for Luke McCaffrey straight up? You know, reunite Brian Thomas with his, you know, college quarterback? Kidding, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Number three. Yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you buying or selling the Rams' offense to be able to hang with Philadelphia? Played really well last week, sorry, Chelsea, against the Titans. Week number one, they didn't look as impressive. Which version of the Rams is accurate?
Ooh. I mean, did you see some of the tight window throws that Matt Stafford was making? Like, that's the thing. Like, no matter, you know, what is holding together Matt Stafford, he is such a good quarterback. And Sean McVay, despite, I think he got hurt on the sideline. I think he's in a boot like you, Dan.
Yeah, he did.
So here's the thing. Like, when you have Sean McVay and Matt Stafford, and hell, Puka Nacua needs to be in that equation as well, and that young defensive line, they've got a lot of things to like about the Rams. So I think Matt Stafford is just such a good quarterback. I don't know if they hang with the Eagles, but I think the Eagles can, like, stifle them to death to where maybe it's not a blowout. But maybe they play ball control here because that's what I think they should do. Their run game is so good. I think they can hang with him, but like if I'm taking the three, like if you're asking if I'm taking the 3.5, I don't know about that.
I think I would. I like the Rams a lot here. And A, Matthew Stafford looks like he's Matthew Stafford. He's banged up. His back needs like 85 injections. It doesn't matter. He's going to go out there and ball. But really, it's the Rams defense, I think, that has been most impressive to me. Early on, this is a top five defense. So the Eagles offense looks, you know, they don't really explode. Like, they have explosive players, but they're sort of a grinded out team on offense. That's why A.J. Brown is frustrated, right? They're not dynamic, but they just kind of grind you down and beat you down over the course of a game. But I think we could kind of see sort of a rock fight game because of these two defenses. And even if we don't, Matthew Stafford has enough tools on offense, I think, to keep this within the number. So if we're talking about 3.5, I'd actually be on the Rams here. I like L.A. a lot, and we liked them before the season. Aren't we a part of the Ramily still? Are we still doing that?
We still but it's okay. Like process of elimination. Just because, okay. Like, I don't think anybody's buying any more stock in the Niners. Like, maybe you believe in Mac Jones. I don't. But yeah, it's a process of elimination. Like, I inherently trust Sean McVay and Matt Stafford. But again, like, they're playing the reigning Super Bowl champs. If it was anybody else, maybe I'd take the 3.5. But I don't know. The Eagles are so good at keeping leads.
No, it's true. They are. We got one more.
We got one more. And yes, as you mentioned, Sean McVay and I are trauma bonding over plantar fascia muscles. Final one here. Are you buying or selling Jake Browning to win at least 8 games, which would put Cincinnati at 10 and lead to a potential Joe Burrow return?
Ooh.
He's right there. I think it's right there. Their schedule is a roller coaster. Like, they start Vikings, Broncos, Lions, Packers. Brutal. But then they go Steelers, Jets, Bears, Steelers. But then it's Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens. And then it's Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns. Like, it's so tough, and then they get to coast. So tough, and then they get to coast. I think there's probably 8 games, but it's only 8 games.
So let's do the math here. Is there 15 games remaining? Or is it 6, or is it 14?
Yes.
Because of the bye. Well, anyways, like, his previous record was 4-3 in his last 7 games, you know, as a starter. So if he can have a winning record, I don't know. I think it's in the realm of possibility. I don't think it happens, but I wouldn't be shocked if it did.
Yeah. I mean, the number, if the number is 8, he's not getting a 9, but maybe he can get to 8. That's kind of how I feel, man. Going to be fascinating at Cincy. Coming up next here on the show. All right, we've talked it out. We've looked at our betting cards. Now we're going to tell you which plays are official. Best bets are next on A Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.